CBS News Update, I'm Pam Coulter. He gave up some of his vacation to work on a fiscal cliff deal, and it may be paying off for President Obama.
I'm modestly optimistic that an agreement can be achieved. Nobody's going to get 100% of what they want, but let's make sure that middle-class families and the American economy, and in fact the world economy, aren't adversely impacted because people can't do their jobs.
The president spoke after a late-day White House meeting with congressional leaders. CBS's Nancy Cordes.
The top Democrat and, crucially, the top Republican in the Senate came back from that meeting with the president saying they think they can craft a deal very quickly, possibly within the next 24 hours. It was the first sign of bipartisanship we've seen on this issue in a couple of weeks, and it came just as many lawmakers up here were starting to give up.
If the Senate turns out a bipartisan bill, Speaker John Boehner says the House will consider it. CBS News Update, I'm Pam Coulter.
At 7:32, let's talk more about the latest fiscal cliff talks with National Journal reporter Nancy Cook. She's been focusing on this like a laser beam. Nancy, thanks for being with us tonight.
Oh, thanks for having me.
This story is changing minute by minute. What's the latest you're hearing?
You're right, it is. Well, I'm up on Capitol Hill right now, and what happened just in the last few hours is that Majority Leader Harry Reid and Minority Leader Mitch McConnell have promised to work together. They're going to try to come up with some sort of compromise to unveil on as early as Sunday. And the thinking now is that there will be some sort of bare-bones package that will extend some tax cuts, potentially patch the alternative minimum tax, which could hit millions of Americans if it's not dealt with, and do something like, maybe extend some unemployment benefits. So it does seem like there is a potential for a deal. Of course, it's very unclear if this will pass the House Republicans, but this is sort of a last-ditch effort to try to get something done before the new year.
Will taxes be going up for people who, let's say, make more than $500,000 a year or $250,000 a year?
Well, we don't exactly know what the package will look like. It hasn't been put together. The staffers on the Senate are working on it. The president has called on taxes to go up on household income above $250,000, but it seems like the sweet spot for compromise may fall somewhere in that $500,000 range. That may be something that more Republicans are comfortable with.
As they continue to pass the political football, the president seems to say that if you can't come up with something, I'll give you a bill to put before both houses for an up and down vote. Does that sort of take, I guess, the ball out of his court?
Well, I think what it does is it's a lot of political posturing, right? It's basically saying to the Congress, even if you can't pass a deal, I'm going to try to make you take a vote on this thing as a last-ditch effort on Monday, right before the cliff. Everything's about to expire. So I think it's more of him just trying to make sure that the White House doesn't bear the brunt of blame for the fiscal cliff and that blame is shifted to the Republicans if they can't come up with a deal.
While the American people are very much sick of Band-Aids, temporary measures, continuing resolutions, couldn't they decide on something that buys them even just 2 weeks or a month in an effort to put something more permanent in place?
Certainly, and that was the thinking on the Hill much earlier today, that it would be some sort of short-term deal that extended, rates and put off the sequester for a month or 60 days. I think the thinking now is that it would be best to pass a year-long deal. With taxes being the annual filing season is on, a year period, it's very hard to extend tax rates or tax breaks for 2 months or 1 month. That would really mess up things with the IRS. So the thinking now seems to be to try to get a very bare-bones deal for 1 year.
I may have missed something, but there seems to have been an election in November, and the president campaigned on raising taxes for those making over $250,000. Is it just me, or does it seem like the election didn't count?
Well, it remains to be seen. We don't know exactly what's going to happen with the fiscal cliff, but I do think that the president campaigned on this. A lot of exit polling showed that 60% of Americans believed in raising taxes for the wealthy. This was a key campaign point. But you have to remember that the Republicans still control the House of Representatives. They do not like tax increases. They do not want to raise people's tax rates. And that's still an important component of any deal. And so it seems like in a lot of ways we're right back where we started before the election and right back to all these same tax and budget fights that we've been having really for the last 2 years.
Yeah, that's a big point, Nancy, that for some they're being obstructionists. For others, they're just doing their job, what the people elected them to do. So, you kind of have to take into account the different perspectives. We were taking calls on this from WTOP listeners last night, and one, it was a little bit of name-calling, but one comment from a listener stuck in my mind, and that is, third graders with gray hair. That's how maybe the American people see them. It's like a kindergarten sandbox-type fight.
Yeah, I think Americans overwhelmingly are very frustrated with members of both parties and the Republican and Democrats' inability to get any sort of deal or compromise on these tax and spending issues that we've been fighting over for some time now. And I think there was a hope that the election would bring about a different tone, a resolution on this. That doesn't seem to be the case. And so, of course, the fear for both American consumers and also the stock market is that these fights will continue to go on and that we'll face another one in February when we need to raise the debt ceiling. And there needs to be some sort of logjam to break this.
Nancy, I'd ask you what you're doing this weekend, but somehow I get the feeling you're going to be tied up.
Me too. It's a sad state of affairs.
Well, no, not so much, Nancy, because we rely on you for that good information. So thank you for your time tonight.
Oh, thanks so much. It was a pleasure.
That's Nancy Cook. She's with National Journal covering the fiscal cliff.